Hop on, hop off, hop on, hop off the hopper. This is the perfect board.
Did we get a hopper?
We got a hopper. Get the hopper.
I've been waiting to
get to the hopper.
Get to the hopper.
Get to the hopper.
Get to the hopper. We're dry hopping.
We're dry hopping.
Oh, mosaic.
Not the mosaic.
It's not the mosaic. It might be a mosaic. It's not the mosaic.
It's not the mosaic.
Welcome to the Perfect Four. It's a show about things fun, interesting, beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just going to be hanging out with you for an undisclosed amount of time. Drinking beers. Talking about the beers we were drinking last week. Talking about beers we're looking out for drinking, and the listeners of the show call us and they tell us things as well. It all adds to the flavor, all the different hop things, times of hopping that we do. We dry hop the crap out of this podcast. All right, so
dry hop.
Everybody likes DDH things. Is there anybody right. That's just like, I don't like the why isn't everything just DDH? The whole everything hoppy, just DDH it. Because nobody dislikes I don't like the un-DDH version. Nobody likes that. Everyone's like, oh, fuck, the DDH version. I gotta have that.
I wish they'd do an un-dry hopped version.
Yeah. I'm like, DDH, huh? I guess it's okay. When are they gonna come out with an un-hopped, dry hopped?
Yeah. Mm. Could you make it more East Coast?
Could you make it more malty?
Make it more malty, please?
I mean, I know people like the old school, and sometimes I do too. But I'm saying nobody ever just says, like, God, more malts on this dry, this very clean, dry West Coast IPA. Wish this was maltier.
Oh, I could really go for a malt bomb right now.
You know what I need right now? What? A malt bomb. Oh, yeah.
Malt bomb.
Oh, that'd be good right now, huh? Yeah. Too bad I got this clean West Coast California IPA. Yeah.
I mean, bitter's cool and all, but you should tread malts, bro.
Have you malted? It's good to, you know, go back and refresh yourself once in a while. I was before the show, I was drinking a Satan's cesspool. Like, you know, that's bad. Like, Satan's cesspool. Wow. Like, there's like, you know,
there's nowhere to go but up from there.
There's front of the store Satan, and then there is cesspool Satan. Like, you know, poof, I don't want to know what goes on in the cesspool, but I drank it. From Solid Ground Brewing. It was a double IPA. It was very nice. I drank it fairly easily. Diamond Spring, California Solid Ground Brewing. I'm going to assume this is a Wazoo beer. Until somebody tells me any different.
It's probably what it is.
Probably. Thank you, Wazoo. Also, before that, I had a Seattle beer from Fremont. The Kraken. The something Kraken is a little hazy. Seattle. Yeah. And so I'm ready to go then. Well, what have you been drinking there, Nick?
My before the show beer was a good old fashioned Big Sur IPA from Barrel House.
Wow.
Yeah. We have not we postponed our Tuesday night farmers market outings for the meantime. So I do not get to go to the Barrel House and order my Big Sur IPAs like I normally have been for the last year.
Breaking the routine.
With the other dads. With the other dads wearing the New Balance shoes.
Is it a New Balance Club meeting?
Yeah, it's the New Balance Club. Tuesday?
All right, John, show me what New Balance. Well, this week I just got the all blacks, with the black and the white.
Cleaning the barbecue.
Yeah, I confess that I'm wearing New Balance right now. So.
Oh man! Wow, and I'm not even there.
they are a very not cheap, but a very affordable, modestly priced running shoe. That and they are a good company. New Balance is one of the better companies as far as treating their employees and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Nike is not good at this. Not good with their employment ways, but New Balance, they're good peoples.
EK, what
kind of? I wish Vans would make running shoes.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, the Ultra Range series.
Oh, I'll look into that. Are they comfortable though? I like Vans. The Vans are my favorite.
No.
Favorite shoes to wear to as far as looks go, but they after a couple hours I can't wear them. I cannot wear them for extended periods of time. And
look up the Ultra Range.
The New Balance I can wear all day.
All day. All day IPA.
All day IPA. I can drink all day IPAs in my New Balance. Look real good. Look real cool to the women. Like, look at that guy. He's got New Balance shoes on and he's drinking all day IPAs. I'm into that guy.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. He's got a Vancouver Canucks hoodie on and wearing New Balance shoes. That guy. I want a piece of that.
This week on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Show up on The Bachelor like wearing my normal Saturday afternoon attire. How's it going? How's it going, ladies?
Sup?
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 Sup? What are you guys doing? I was thinking to head out to Chili's. You want to go to Chili's? You want to go to Chili's?
Yeah.
You ladies want to go to Chili's?
They got a new Sam Adams seasonal on now. Yeah. I got to get down there.
Oh, yeah. They got the seasonal on. I don't know what it is. That's the exciting part. I ain't looking.
Surprise. Could be Oktoberfest. We don't know. It's February.
I don't
February.
Know what it is. I purposely didn't look on Untappd. Don't you girls look on Untappd. Tell me. Because you'll go home.
You ladies ever seen somebody sweep the board?
You're going to see something. You're going to see something, the Dahlia. What's that? You're going to see a man sweep the board right here. What's that? Oh, you'll find out.
When this baby hits 8.8 ABV, you're going to see some serious shit.
Oh, boy. What are you drinking, Matt?
The Wazoo donation from Slice Beer Co. Graffiti Museum. It's a West Coast IPA.
Oh man, you got the slice.
Seal us.
You get the first pick. One of these times, I got to meet up with
first draft pick
slice. Seven back draft pick slice. Third Urban Roots. Fourth slice. Well, I think we're up to date. Culture. Start off with Matt. What do you got?
A beer name that was fairly clever. Posted it in the forum, but it's literally called Coffee Talk from Port Brewing. So that's Coffee in town. Talk. And If you don't get it, you don't deserve to know what it's about.
Oh, yeah. Do you have to drop a reference to buy the beer?
Yep. 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 You have to give them a topic.
Here's a topic. Talks amongst yourselves. Onions in a spaghetti sauce. For it or against it?
I don't think that's how that works.
Discuss.
For it or against it.
Let's see. It's that time of year where the duck goose makes its appearance from Lost Abbey. So there's a hot off the press article from
Lost Abbey. What year is this?
San Diego Beer.News has a nice little article write up about it with some little tidbits from the past, and it's going to be an event. You know, pre-sales, rare tappings, and should be lit.
It's gonna be pretty lit, dude.
Yeah, there's only going to be 500 cases, so, and 120 vintage. So make sure you go get
vintage.
Bro. Yeah, that was a break the internet beer at one time.
Yeah, nothing breaks the internet anymore.
No, not even younger. So regular.
And then, former society alumni Jade popped up in the San Diego craft beer forums and said, when you walk into a restaurant or bar these days, and you're reviewing the tap list, whose beer are you looking for, excited to see? So there's some comments, and it could be anywhere in your local city, but these people happen to be in a San Diego forum, so you can imagine that there's some specifics to that area. So I wanted to go through the little comment section really quick and just kind of name out some things and see if there are things that we recognize or maybe styles that we like. First one was Athletic Brewing, which I don't know if we've had much or anything from it.
I've had a couple.
Yeah.
They, NA got a big mention in there. They look for Athletic Brewing. All right.
You know, NA options, they're popular. Somebody said classic styles, then there was asked for specifics, and Schwarz beer came up, and I do like a good Schwarz beer. I've been drinking the general Schwarz if I've ended up at a local bar in town that usually has that from Central Coast.
Okay.
Let's see here. Culver Beer Company. That was a suggestion.
Well, not heard of it. Not had it.
Is it Culver City, California?
Yeah, Culver City.
Carlsbad.
Okay. I'm just going to start a brewery in a town and name my brewery a different town. But I'm in this
different
town. Yeah. I'm going to be here in Fresno. I'm going to call my brewery Merced Brewing.
Merced Brewing. You're
like, what? Merced Brewing. Yeah, Merced Brewing Company. But you're in Fresno.
Merced. Here's one that I haven't heard of. Embolden Beer Company.
Oh.
They're in San Diego.
Not heard of it either. I'm losing touch with all these San Diego breweries, bro.
Wow.
Resident? Is your
Yellow Pages out of date?
Yep. Yeah, I haven't gotten the Yellow Pages in a little bit.
Resident Brewing?
I've heard of them. I heard of them.
Ruler? R-O-U-L-E-U-R? Ruler?
Nope. Nope.
That's also not Carlsbad.
Thing. Man, jeez. Everyone's all about Carlsbad.
It's cheaper.
Yep.
And there's some guy the named real Daniel that live. Prefers malt forward versus hop forward, so he's qualified.
He's the guy. He's like, God, I wish they would stop DDHing everything.
Spitting crazy.
You guys all DDH everything. You love the DDH.
Yeah. Where's my malt bombs?
Then this next guy, his profile photo matches exactly his selections, which is Port, Beechwood, Artifacts, Russian River, Society, and Rip.
Mm. Rip.
Well, here's another one. Classic German and Czech lagers.
He's a brewer.
Oh, yeah. That's a brewer. Or just a guy trying to look really cool to the group. Like, I like classic Czech lagers. Oh, really? Yes.
Are you in the industry, sir?
Maybe.
Then there's this another one. I'm so burnt out. I don't care. As long as it's a lager. Same, dude.
I couldn't tell you whether I liked it or how do you get whether it really sucked.
Wow, that was
I swear that's open. Janine. That's Janine.
Saying Janine's Elaine?
I might be. Ooh. Have you ever seen them in the same room at the same time?
I love gold.
Ooh. I just opened up a new beer.
I need a new beer. I have many now.
Yeah, I have many. This one's from New Orthodox IPA series B43. It is a 7%, 65 IBU. And
yeah, good luck with that one.
Uh-oh. It says haze is good, very clean and dry. Supposed to be. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
From Old supposed Nation. Supposed
to be low residual sugar, bro.
Oh, bro. From Michigan. Who is this from?
Do you know? Wazoo.
Oh, that's a Wazoo beer? He's giving this Michigan beer?
Yeah. They even threw in some 12-ounce cans, too.
Hmm.
I don't know if you got one of those.
I think I did.
I think the brother got that one.
That's pretty good.
Some Michigan beer.
That's pretty good.
But Michigan? The way it's described, it should be read as like a brute.
Yeah. Yeah, malt pills, Calypso, Amarillo, and Citra. And the boil, and then the dry hop with Citra, Amarillo, and Simcoe. Hmm.
You see, it says 3 grams of carbs on the side, oh, right, yeah, by your thumb.
Yeah.
That's where I thought it was would be a brute style.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know. It's pretty good. It's no ball bomb. That's not West Coast either. Something weird. Something in between, man. What else, bruh?
That's all that I got.
All right. I will check in with Nick. Let's check in with Nick. What do you have for us culture-wise?
What am I doing?
What is going on here? You have looking out for us? You have culture?
This just in.
I love gold.
It's hazy, so I'm not taking it out of the can.
Oh. You're going by old school rules.
Yeah. Transient artisan ales. Hazy like a fox. let's see. I only have the headline because I don't have a subscription to this article, but the headline might be
Charge it to the.
That is all you need.
Charge the subscription to the podcast.
This is definitely somebody's dad's newspaper because they're just now letting us know craft beer snobs suddenly love Humble Lager.
Hey. Oh, wasn't that in the Washington Street Journal or something? Or
there you go. Mr. New Balance has it.
Yep. I love that paper. What, the lagers are coming back?
Hey, honey, give me some lagers.
Late breaking story from the Wall Street Journal. Lagers are back.
I've been here the whole time.
Looks like IBM has jumped up 2 points, honey. We could take that Hawaii vacation.
Go see them Polynesians.
I told you to stick with that IBM. They're going places.
IBM. Yeah,
I don't have patience for people anymore where they go, oh, I don't like that beer. I prefer Pilsners over lagers. And I go, it's the same thing.
Here, let me get you a Pilsner, wink.
It's like that. There's the voiceover where it's like a Chicago style pizza and somebody's like, where's the cheese? And it's all under the sauce. And that's just the whole clip. It's just going back and forth. It's like, where's the cheese? It's under the sauce. Can I get a Pilsner? Yeah, I'll get you a lager. Yeah. Can I get a Czech style Pilsner? No, I'll get you a lager.
Yeah. Oh, here's your Czech Pilsner, sir. Wink.
Mm-hmm. Here's your Czech Pilsner. Yeah. You'll definitely discern the difference from an American Pilsner.
Can I get a light beer?
Here's your lager.
Here's your lager.
Yeah.
I mean, here's your light beer.
Is it in my head that a Pilsner is just tiny bit sweeter? Is that just in what's in my head that I'm dealing with?
I'm going to say yes.
All right.
Where's Scotty B when you need him?
Okay, Chief. Here's the difference between Pilsner and lager. There isn't one. The difference is what you call it.
I mean, there's style guidelines, so there has to be variances, but I think you can make anything taste like anything.
Yeah. You could have, like, if you made it whatever.
Hazy.
Because there's obviously some one little difference, but if you made a Pilsner and put it in the lager category and made a lager and put it in the Pilsner category, nobody's going to be like, bro, Pilsner.
Bro, that's a Pils.
Tell the person at the checkout line, like, they say this is lager, but it's a Pilsner.
It's cheaper, right?
They'll totally be down with what you're talking about.
That's you are the reason Target will not allow alcohol in self checkout, sir.
No, that's everywhere. Whole Foods, you can't check out self checkout with alcohol. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
They couldn't do it before in the old British market we used to have.
Yeah, but you would still ring up yourself. Somebody would just
Come in,
and it was fresh and easy.
Fresh and easy, yeah.
So they come down over to my favorite place.
Oh, Matt misses Fresh and Easy.
I do. Oh, he has not had Coachella Valley Brewing in a long time.
I haven't either.
Fresh and Easy had a lot of Stone Brewing, which was interesting. Like, they're the place to go for like Stone variants. Do you not like Aldi's? Have you gone to Aldi's?
I've heard of, I've looked at, but I have not been to.
But it's not as nice or as fresh, and it's not as. I was expecting big things from the Aldi, and I was unimpressed by it. It's actually fine. It's just like if Rite Aid opened a grocery store. The best way I can describe all these.
Right.
What are we talking about, Nick?
If you're in Australia,
yes,
you will not be.
Yes, mate.
You will not be having any beer.
What about New Zealand? What about if you're Boba Fett? This is my Boba city. Fett. This is my city now. Then
I think if you have a jetpack, you could pretty much do
it. I have a jetpack. I can do it. It's got a missile in it. I've got rockets out of my knees.
I think that's the rules. I could be mistaken on the jetpack rules, but I'm pretty sure if you have a jetpack, you get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, that's right.
If you lose the jetpack, you can no longer do whatever you want. If, like, you like take it off for a minute and go like, hey, watch this. you're probably not a good move. Probably.
Well, if you're a Jawa and you want to take the Mandalorian's jetpack, that's not a good move. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be all right without it for just a minute, right? What could possibly go wrong? Oh, great. He's wearing it and flying around now. And I can no longer fly. So I got to walk this beer festival on my own feet.
Oh, man. Jetpack at a beer festival. Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to get to the front of the line?
Yeah, everyone would just let a guy with a jetpack in the front. They're like, oh, you're cutting, but you got a jetpack, so that's cool.
That's cool. But, like, how many best cars is this IPA? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, no IPA is worth the best car.
Oh, come on. There's one.
All right, Younger. Younger's worth the best car.
One best car.
One whole best car is worth a Younger.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the way.
But I think if you have Baby Yoda with you, like, you'd be like, I'll let you pet him for one taste.
You can pet him. He'll lift the rock for you.
So if you're in Australia and you're not Boba Fett, you will not be going to beer festivals this year.
Ooh,
this spring anyway.
They said no. The country said no.
There is no good beer week or no BrewCon in 2022.
All right.
Yeah. If you're in America, we don't have festivals anymore. They make you go to the brewery and we have one beer festival. We do have Fresyes coming back.
Yeah. Well, it's not a beer festival. They do release one thing.
It's not a beer festival. Is it a music festival?
It's a festival.
Is it just like a really big block party?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll have Mike Oz on next month. He'll talk about it.
Great.
Yeah. If we had the guy from Tioga Square on, he could talk about it. Yeah. So April.
We need one of them.
In April.
April.
Isn't it? Right? No, March. Is it March?
I don't know.
Something was April. Maybe it was March. Fresyes Festival. A celebration of Fresno.
Yeah.
Coming to Tioga Sequoia and the surrounding area around the Tioga Sequoia block, aka the Brewery District.
Brewery District.
Matt, can you discuss what beer Tioga is going to make for the Fresyes Festival this year?
Nope.
Damn it. Are you saying that because you're not allowed? You signed a waiver? Or you're NDA. Saying because you guys don't know what the hell's going on?
I mean, it's a tribute beer, so we announce it at Fresyes.
Damn it.
It's not the greatest beer in the world. It's just a tribute.
Does it dress the same as the band? Does it do like the era? Same era as the band?
Era. Period. Correct.
Band or
cover band?
The beer is the real deal. It's the label.
Oh, okay.
That's the tribute.
Oh, okay. What's Nick? What's the best Beatles tribute band out there across the country? We know Fresno has the Beatles, with
yes,
very which are very entertaining. But they don't usually dress up. They just play straight up Beatles stuff. Like, who's the best Beatles tribute band out there? I've seen like the Sorority. Who do we saw somebody?
Yeah, the Fab Four at Sorority.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're accurate costume, and you know they do the hair, by character, I guess, as per such. I've seen them too. They're probably the most well versed in their music because they do different eras within the set.
We saw like all they did all the eras pretty much.
Yeah. But fun wise, I would agree the Fresno's Beatles with two E's is the by far the best Beatles cover tribute band.
All right.
Plus Nate Butler. Throwing his hair about.
Oh, Blake Jones, though. Blake Jones.
Oh, no. Blake Jones is fantastic. There's two more. Can't remember the other guys' names.
There's two more?
Yeah. It's Tom. Not- Tom. What's his last name?
Probably Walsman.
Tom's the keyboard,
Walsman? Walsman?
Maybe. Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Tom's the keyboard player, and Stan Schaefer is the drummer.
All right. I'm sure everyone's interested on that. I am. What else, Nick? Did you have? Do we still have culture for you? Do you still have a looking out for something?
Something. Look out for anything, please.
Look out for
maybe.
Something.
Maybe look out for one more beer. I did find a looking out for. Parabola has finally hit the shelves in Fresno.
Where you see this?
I can't tell you. You won't be happy.
No. Darkness.
I can't. Total Wine had it.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with Total Wine necessarily. I don't ever go there. Other than the fact that the, like. Check all the dates on every single IPA you see there. that is the ultimate check the date place.
Check the date place. Nope, not looking out for us. I thought I had one saved, but I do not.
All right. Well, you should look out for Blind Pig in a Can. It has finally happened.
Oh.
Russian River.
So what the hell? Okay, so did Russian River, like, did they order 12 months ago and their just shipment just came in?
As far as cans?
Or did they have, like, did they steal a bunch of cans?
Well, people are scrounging from here and there to get cans.
Yeah.
Ball's not the only source of cans.
Okay.
But they're the easiest source of cans. But there are other things. I mean, Matt could speak to it way more than I could. But I don't know. You assume Russian River is okay with finding cans. They don't have, you know, a gigantic distribution for, so they don't need as many cans as somebody else does. But
you know how that goes. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets.
Right.
How do they have that much money to buy a small run of cans?
Well, yeah. I don't know that
just
they're
for
going
fun,
I don't know that they're going you know? Through Ball though. They probably have an space.
What, they have some blacksmith in Sonoma?
Yeah.
Pounding
they got an indie can maker. I was thinking about that. That's funny you said that, because I was thinking about that today. I'm like, because of this can shortage and they got some blah blah blah.
Some like, guy in Jamestown, because there was an NPR cans for them.
Maybe there was an NPR story that finally caught up to this can shortage story. You know what? Like the mainstream media, like is always about 6 months behind on stories. So they're like, guys, there's this cans shortage going on. Like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about this.
People like lagers again.
Yeah. People like lagers. Oh, ooh. There's a can shortage. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
But I don't know. I think Russian River is savvy enough to find cans, even if they have to pay a little more.
All their beers in cans are packaged into what we call brights, which are just silver cans with no labeling or printing on them. So I don't think they have any issue because they could just buy a whole truckload and they can just sort it how they see fit.
But are those brights from Ball or are they from somebody else?
It could be Crown. It could be Ball. I don't know.
Will it, if it's Ball, will it say on the Russian River can? Will it say on the can? Will I be able to find it?
A lot of people like to put the logo on the label art. And it could be different. They could be using Crown lids with Ball cans or Ball cans with Crown, you know, what they're vice versa, whichever. So
you can change out the lids from different manufacturers and use
it. It's all kind of a standardized thing. Cause why would you want,
these lids are way bigger. They don't fit.
Why would you want to have two different sets of, dyes or, you know, parts for your machine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or with such tight tolerances, if somebody made one a little bit different and it messed up your machine, you wouldn't be happy. So,
right,
it's pretty standardized.
It makes me wonder, like, because Ball did their whole huge thing of like, if you want to work with us, you got to order a shit ton of cans, otherwise, we don't need you. Like how?
Bye.
Like how hard is it to start up an indie can company? Let's start up a can company, guys. Start right. Making aluminum cans. Do you know where we can get some aluminum?
I got some leftover wood from my shed. Can we start there?
Well, you got aluminum attachments on the wood?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know what? The roofing section in Lowe's. Tons of aluminum.
Okay. All right, that's a start. Matt works with somebody that also works at an aluminum recycling place. Because I've seen him, Weber there, bro. And so he's got access to a lot of aluminum. I've got access to it here. I've got a lot of aluminum cans here.
Oh my gosh.
We can just take off all the labels. And it's just clean cans.
Okay, so all we need are lids. We've got the body. We just need some fresh lids.
Oh, so how are we going to cut the lids off and make it clean? Like
we need an unseamer.
An unseamer.
A de-seamer.
Can we reuse the lids somehow?
Oh, man.
We got to watch out because
we got to make sure the cuts.
Humble C uses, they make their lids black.
Uh-oh.
So that messes
They're up. Reusing cans. I bet that means aftermarket.
They'll paint them. They're like, oh, no, this is our original lid. Like, why'd you paint it back? Because it's no reason.
No reason. It's
cool. All right. Well, look for in 2023, look for the Perfect Pour Canning Company.
Yes. Canning Dispensary.
Mm-hmm. Indie cans.
Yeah. We're going to need a cool name. You want
the freaking big
can. Candemonium.
That ball big can shit.
The Candemic.
It's a Candemic. When will the Candemic end? Ah! When will my kid not have to wear a mask during this pandemic? At school.
The pandemic.
Well, they encounter many cans at school, sir. Ah! Damn it. This pandemic will never end.
This pandemic will never end until we start making more cans.
Well, yeah. So point is, guys, blind pigs and cans guys. Now that's cool.
That's not all though. Weren't they?
Oh, and the DDH Pliny.
DDH Pliny.
But they did that before.
But
now it's
suddenly
back,
it's though. Back at the same they're time.
Like, no, they're like, well, if we're going to can blind pig, well, let's do some DDH Pliny, but still yeah. Pliny. Regular Pliny still have bottle. That's the last one left. Last one getting bottled. And I like it that way. Don't like what if you put Pliny in a bottle or Pliny in a can, then there's nothing left anymore. So, I mean, unless you just want to completely leave bottles in the dust because like, Matt will say, you know, we always joke like, well, let's bring bottles back. Let's bring bombers back. But it's like it's a whole big process to do that. Right. If you're a brewery, you can't just be like, oh, well, cans are hard to get. Let's just go back to bottling. It's not that easy.
Pliny and a bomber. I'm in.
Bomber Plinys. But I'm happy. Blind pigs in the can. Hopefully it'll. But you can, right now, Friday, is you can order it online if you're in California or if you know somebody in California, tell them to order it and then we'll send it to you. Not me. Don't ask me. But yeah, other people.
You're not, your hand is not over that F5 button.
Nope. I ain't got time for that shit.
That's right. You got a drinking to do. You ain't got time to buy.
I got time to order beer. I got to drink beer. All right, that's enough culture. Jeez, guys, you just can't keep away from your culture.
We can. My next idea is to do 80s and 90s advertisements into beer names.
Okay.
So that'll be for an upcoming episode.
We're waiting for that. Yeah. Look it out. Look it out for that. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? We encourage the listeners to call the show and let us know what's going on in their world and something that you
think
Oh, yeah, we do it. Perfect poor listener would be enjoy about you calling in about. We're here for that. Mm-hmm. You can do that in two different fashions. You can call an old school, regular ass voicemail line, 559-492-0542. Call it. And you'll just leave a message on there and we're going to play it. Or if you prefer, record it yourself and email it. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. And let's start with traditional voicemails this week. This one comes from.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Currently sitting at Beer Zombies in Las Vegas.
Huh?
Just completed my Beer Zombies hat trick board sweep. Three separate locations of Beer Zombies in Las Vegas.
I was going to say, what's a hat trick?
Three different board sweeps by myself.
Beer Zombies has
amazing beer. Great atmosphere. If you're in Vegas, you got to go to Beer Zombies. And even no matter what Google tells you, There are three locations in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Look it up. Cheers, everybody. Check your dates. All that.
Yeah.
All that jazz. Later. Oh, yeah, this is Jay, by the way.
Hops hey. Out. Hops.
I just got 12 more. 12 to 16 more uniques to my count. What do you got, Florida Steve?
Ooh.
Later.
Shit.
Jeez. Man, that's some raw energy out the Florida Steve. Dang, there's like some tension there, bro.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hop sound. A little more beer. More beers now. I can tell.
A little more beers.
Currently in the middle of the strip right now. Las Vegas, Nevada. Enjoying the New Glory.
Go to the Tropicana.
So
the
good.
Worst sports book you've ever seen.
Just want to touch on a couple of points real quick. I know Colin was very, very wasted, but he was 100% correct about barley wine. It is just malt water with raisins in it.
Oh,
no, I know that's kind of
set
off some people like, you know, XL Paro.
The beer gods are going to shut us down.
That is what it is.
Shut her down.
Hope you fellas are doing. Doing good.
Be careful walking down.
Thought I'd make a quick call and say, keep up the good work. No, yes. Keep up the great work.
And as I learned here
in Las Vegas and Total Wine, still check your dates because they're just as bad as Utah when it comes to dates. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Hop Sound, for roaming around Vegas and giving us a call. It's been a while since I've been to Vegas. Apparently, there's beer zombie places in Vegas now. That was not the case last time I was there. There was a beer bar restaurant in I want to say the Cosmopolitan. That was really good. That was on the strip.
Good morning, Perfect Quartz. Donnie up here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, although we are seeing snow today, and I'm not happy about it. Anyways, how about a little FHE, first-hand experience? A couple episodes ago, Nick brought up Hop and Grape. Asked if I'd been there. For those that don't know, we live in Lake Stevens, so we're about 40 minutes north of Seattle. Hop
wow.
and Grape
You're
is
almost,
in Longview, which is
in
down
Canada,
about a
there.
Half hour north of Portland.
Oh, no.
How would I get my wife to go to a place like this? She doesn't drink beer. Easy. Honey, let's go to Oregon Wine Country for the weekend. So,
oh, nice.
Sneaky.
That's sneaky. Radar for you guys, for Radar Palooza, supposedly, rumor has it, July, if the wives want to get away and do some wine tasting, Oregon's fantastic. About a half hour from Portland. You've got 600 plus wineries. Gorgeous. We hit up 5 wineries, and on the way back, Longview's 30 minutes north of Portland. We stopped in, we found it, and it was business in the front, party in the back. They got over 1,000 beers to choose from in the bottle shop. They got a decent wine selection. And then you got the barbecue in back. I was able to get a brisket sandwich, which was really good. And nice. Their famous mac and cheese, which is topped with their Texas red chili. It was different, but it was really, really good. So would I make a special trip there? Unless you're from that area, probably not, but it was really good. And if I'm down that way again, I would stop in again. I did get, spent about $60 on beer. So, and then we made the trip back home. So that's it. First-hand experience for the Perfect Pour. Nick, you ask, you shall receive. I want to make sure that I represent the Northwest. If people have questions, anything like that, I'll do my best to get there and check it out for them. Anyways, guys, thanks as always for the show. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work. And that's it. Bye. Pacific
Bye.
Northwest.
Bye. Pacific
it's a good Northwest. Review. Honest, but accurate.
Yeah. I like that there's multiple reviews now of the same place from Perfect
Quarters. Okay, if you're there, go. If you're not, don't go out.
Yeah, if you're in the area-ish, go ahead and check it out. It's cool. But don't make a point of like, honey, we got to go to this place.
We're going to drive out of the mind.
Your mind's going to be freaking blown. The party in the back is just going to be insane. Good work, guys. All right, that's
cheers to Donnie for that.
Traditional voicemails. Let's go with the emailed version.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I can.
I'm car washing.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what? Just wanted to call him in the car wash. Whoa. Last night's local pizza joint. Place I like to go have a beer because I always have good beer. Had a free Firestone Walker tasting event. Four beers on tap. The Cali Squeeze, Blood Orange, Have for Wheat Beer.
That's hitting the windshield right now. I can hear it.
Refreshing. Something that I could probably drink sitting in the pool for sure. And then they had Mind Haze, cool, which I was like, okay. Had the Mind Haze. That's fine. And then they had one of their other new West Coast IPAs. Shoot, I can't remember what it was called. It was fine, and then they had the Double Mind Haze, which I hadn't had before. Good enough. But the thing that I did like was that I went to my cellar, and I got a bottle of the Dreamwood. I know you guys have a bottle of this. And, you know, it's a 750 milliliter, 16% beer. So I didn't want to try to attack that on my own. And so I brought it over and shared it with a bunch of people, and damn, was that good. So much oak, so much whiskey, just perfect stout. It was an incredible beer. Incredible beer. I recommend y'all get together and record drinking that, or maybe make a group beer bench. That might be a good idea. I had a strange Pilsner from Hen House the other day, which was about as cloudy as a New England IPA. So I don't know how well that fits into the Pilsner category, but at 4.4%, it drank like a New England IPA. It was really good. And I might have to go looking for that some more. Got to plan a trip to Indiana now so my daughter can look at another school or two. I don't know. This college planning thing is getting kind of cumbersome and expensive. Anyway, keep up the good work, fellas. Check your dates. Be safe. Have fun. Bye. Right now I'm in Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Bye.
Lots of peoples are worried about our dates.
Check your dates.
Yeah, well, you should check them. It's not a freaking joke, dude.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo. Mikey, yeah, I've been to Spokeasy a bunch. I actually started going to Spokeasy back in 2012 or 2013. One of my colleagues that was working in Fresno at the time. He's a big beer nerd, and so he found that because he would stay in Fresno four nights a week. And, he took me over there, and that's where I kind of got introduced to IPAs. The first time, actually, he made me have a sip of Palate Wrecker. I remember drinking that, thinking it tasted like a bag of lawn clippings. That's a long time ago. Palates change, and I do quite enjoy the IPAs now. Why don't I get over to Spoke very often? I don't know. Maybe I just enjoy the drinking at the source, the freshest brew, you know, maybe. I've been to Goldstein's. Right. If you've been to Spoke, you got to go to Goldstein's. It's just right around the corner. I hadn't been to Fresbrew before until a certain individual named The Fontana Jim invited me there.
Nice.
And that's where I got to meet Scotty B.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple months ago. But that's a neat little place. Maybe I'll have to hit them up again, too. I don't know. I think I just, when I come into town, I'm usually looking for some food and a beer, and would just go hit up a food truck and sit at a brewery, be it in Fresno or Fresno County. Maybe I'll spread my wings again and go visit these other small places again just for giggles and beer, of course. That's all. Keep up the good work. Check your dates. Be safe. Have fun. Bye.
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 I'm in Wilton right now.
Wilton.
Just don't go to Winton. I don't know what Wilton's about, but
it's gold country. You can pan for gold.
Oh, okay. Wazoo! Thanks for that, Wazoo. Because he was talking about, I think maybe it was last week, I was like, does Wazoo ever go to Goldstein's or Spooky's? He's like, yeah, bro. I've been there. I've been there more than you.
Yeah. Right.
Yo, what's up, homies? True, you be here. I'm a little down and out. Sad, Holmes. Didn't get the opportunity to have a pint of Pliny the Younger, homie. Man. Didn't have the opportunity to go to Mohawk Bend, Holmes. My Suburban, and I call her Big Bertha. She had a bellyache, homie. She didn't want to go. What happened is the fuel pump went out, and I couldn't do it myself.
Called it.
You know, I tend to keep my gas tank full 95% of the time. And that's a 44 gallon tank. And man, when I got in my Suburban to head to Mohawk Bend, she wouldn't go, homie. So I had to make adult decisions, homie, and get her fixed. Kind of sucks, man. It's a beer that you're looking forward to. This whole time since you heard about it, homie. So, wifey felt bad, Holmes. Wifey said, take my son's car, and I couldn't do that, Holmes. As a man, Holmes, you need your ride, you know?
Yeah.
My other Hina, homie, Big Bertha, Holmes. So, wifey says she'll make it up to me. Birthday's coming up soon. We're going to go hit some breweries. I don't know what date. So far, I don't know when, but, Green Cheek is in my near future, Radiant, probably, Noble Ale Works. I want to hit Monkish. I also want to go to, Phantom Carriage. I want to hit, go back to Beechwood Barbecue. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted, but that sucks. I was really looking forward to, untapping Pliny the Younger in 2022, and it seems like it's not gonna freaking happen, Holmes. But hey, Big Bertha is running smooth, homie. Oh, she's like a youngster again, Holmes. It's like we're gonna celebrate her quinceañera or something. But other than that, homies, you know, adulting happens, Holmes, and sometimes you just can't do what you want, and you gotta do the stuff that you need to do. This is Chew Your Beer. You hate to watch it, homie. Peace out, eh?
Dang, Chew. Moment of silence for Chew's Suburban fuel pump.
I saw him. I saw him posting about that on Twitter. He showed it on the truck or the tow truck, and it was like fuel pump. Beep, beep, and he's like, "Yep, beep. Fuel pump." Oh, and I was like, "Hopefully you went brand name." That's the last thing that you want to do is drop a tank twice for a aftermarket. So he claims he put an AC Delco. He's like, only AC Delco. And I was like, hey, Delphi is also cool. Thank you. But
I only go Craig and Auto Parts. Me. That's just
wow.
Me.
Good luck with that, sir.
So if you have a full tank of gas, changing your fuel pump is just a big pain in the ass. Is that what your car
his truck?
Say?
Yeah.
You're like let his
truck. You'd have to drop the tank with. Mm. If you have a pickup, you can just easier to just take the bed off.
You know what? Let's just take the bed off.
Seriously, like. Most truck beds are 4 to 6 bolts in a taillight harness, and just get 3 of your best friends. And you could just lift it right off, and then there's direct access to the fuel tank. I've done that at least myself 6 different times on Chevy S10s.
Jeez.
But Chevys are all the same. Either the harness into the fuel pump burns up, or the pump. It's one of 3 things. Either the harness into the pump the pump itself, or there's usually a rubber interconnect hose that'll just disintegrate over time.
Hmm. So yeah. if nobody's asked me to come to their house and help them change their fuel pump, does that mean I have no best friends?
No, it just means you're not strong enough to lift the fuel pump.
Like, nah, don't. Like, what about Mikey? Nope, he's not strong enough. He'll never. There's no way he can help us change his fuel.
See the shoes he wears? See that? He'll never lift it.
Like a New Balance all day. He'll never lift this truck bed up. Ow. Fuck that guy. Don't call him.
Don't call him.
He'll blog it or something. He'll make a blog post about it.
He'll make a blog post about it.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Everybody
try to film this for a beer bench.
Yeah, he'll do like some stupid like freaking media thing about it. He won't help you.
Yeah. Then he'll tell us what we're doing wrong because we didn't have a logger.
No logger. If I had a logger, I could do it. But since there's no logger, I can't help you.
I love gold.
This is a new beer. I think Matt was mentioning I didn't get any of these 12 ounces, but apparently I did get a 12 ounce. This is Sparta. This is Sparta. North Park Brewing Company. Dexter in Traverse City, Michigan. I thought, well, the North San Diego is prevalent with the North Park, but also Michigan has a North Park. This is a pretty cool can. Michigan State, Sparta.
Ooh, Sparta.
Sparta.
I'm a Sparta.
Yeah. Midwest IPA. Just from Aroma. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking one right now.
It's pretty Tom. It's pretty good, but it's also like Midwest, man. It's super Midwest. It's mid, as it's my teenage daughter would say. That's super mid. That's just super mid. The Nick 80 on Untapped. What were you drinking?
Yep.
I know you weren't in River Park drinking.
No, sir. There was no River Park drinking. See, did I check anything in? I'm looking. No new check-ins.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think the only thing I had new this week was the 2022 variant of Parabola from Firestone Walker.
Parabola.
Yep.
It was, yes. Parabola week over at the Knicks.
Parabola'd.
Where'd you get that again? Did we say that?
Total Wine. Total Wine. I'm not saying they're the only ones that have it, but that's where I found it. And I bought three of them for now. I want to go back and get more because it's ridiculously smooth drinking. I think it's 14% this year. Oh, is it only?
One of the better Parabolas?
Yes, definitely. They've captured the magic they used to have again. They, in my opinion, they lost it for a little while, but they got it back. Oh, yeah, 14.1. And it doesn't drink like 14 wow. at all. It's maybe...
And you're I'm just serious. Like, you're like, yeah,
you no feel like problem. You're drinking an 8 or 9%. Like, it's just kind of smooth. Yay. And, you know, the barrel isn't too hot. There's not a lot of... It's so even, it's ridiculous, you know? you feel bad for paying $10 a beer, but
well, shit, no. That sounds like it's making all the right moves.
It's does it checking give all you, the boxes.
Does that kind of beer that and that kind of range of ABV and level of well-made beer, does that give you any different kind of buzz? Do you discern that? Are you paying attention to what kind of buzz you're producing from that? Because I'd be like, oh man.
Yeah.
This is hitting different.
The buzz you attain equals the experience of the beer.
Nice. It's a positive buzz, not a dark buzz.
It's a positive buzz. It's worthwhile. You know, 14% get you there. You do need a parabola, buddy, because back in the day, back in my day, when they were 22 ounces, that could get you into some trouble.
I could walk around the neighborhood and be like, woo!
Mm-hmm.
Nobody watching me, but now I got a parabola, buddy.
That's right. Buddy system.
Keep me in line.
Don't lose yourself. Yeah, it's back to its old glory. It's back where it was 5-6 years ago.
Mark this podcast as where the parabola buzz came back again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been sort of dead the past couple of years. I mean, I remember a few years ago.
I've bought it, but I haven't enjoyed Bells it. I've not saved like, one in a long time.
Bells
I don't save
was like Bells and Reggie were like, where's the, you know, like when Parabola would get released in town and like, that would get around the Facebook groups of like, Parabola's over here, Parabola's up Marua Shell, Parabola's up, blah. And people were like, oh, fuck, and like stop what they're doing and go run down there.
Yeah.
Uh oh. Time to get back into Parabola.
Fine.
Bearded Brewer 87 on tap.
Yep.
What did you have this week?
go-to for me this week has been Lifted Miata from New Glory West Coast Double IPA. There was a collab from Fremont and El Segundo called El Fermento.
Nice. Nicely done, guys. They came up with, somebody came up with that name first. They're like, fuck, we gotta team up and do just so we can name this beer this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm a fan of the blending of names because we, you know, there was Benifer and, you know, all those things back in the day. So I'm all about blending.
I want you to think about, I'm sorry, Nick, Matt. I want you to think about the whole week. What can you blend Perfect Pour and Tioga Sequoia? Let's think of a blend name. Let's not do it now. We'll think about take the whole week. Think about the best blend name, Perfect Pour and Tioga Sequoia.
From Casa Agria, there was Heavy Ocean. That was also at the Spokes. Aforementioned General Schwarz. The Schwarz beer that I liked to drink when available. Moxa. I'm trying to the Discord, somebody keeps track of our uniques, so I've been trying to go more uniques than more the usual beers.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Truinity from Moxa. Slice Brewing with Fog Forecast. and hazy as you could expect. Moonraker had Zambone. Brave Noise, but from Crooked Lane. And, gosh, what, Pliny or something? I think it's called
Pliny.
Pliny?
Pliny?
Pliny? East Brothers had a double IPA. And Almanac has their Celestial Schematics. So those are all. Been doing a lot of biking this past couple weeks. And, good. You know, sometimes you bike and you make a pit stop and you have a beverage and, you know.
Have you ever put beer in your water bottle, that a designated biking water bottle that you put in your little water bottle rack on your bike? You ever put beer in that?
Nope.
Oh. Nick, have you ever done that?
Food.
You ever put beer in your water bottle for your bike?
No.
Because
I'm not one of those people that walks at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with their insulated thermos either. I know those people too.
Have you not done it because you're like, oh no, that's crass? Like, as a biker, you're like, no, we don't do that. Or as a beer geek, you're like, no, I'm not going to put a beer in a water bottle. That's just wrong. Like, which side of you is telling you, like, no, it's wrong to put a beer in a water bottle on my bike? Which geek side of you is telling you that's the wrong?
The side that says I'd rather enjoy the beer after the ride, not during.
Oh, the beer geek side.
Yeah.
That's for you. What, Matt?
No, I'm echoing that statement. If I put beer in a thermos, I'm just going to sit there and drink beer out of a thermos. I'm not going to involve the biking part.
So I think it's your beer geek side is stopping that. Your biking side is like,
yeah,
like, oh, whatever. I'll drink a beer.
I want water now.
Your biking side's like, no, I want water.
I want water. And then done, beer.
Beer. I just burned 200 calories on that ride. I deserve a beer. Mm-hmm. That's 250 calories. That'll completely erase what I just did.
Yeah, plus 50.
I just spent a half an hour riding, and now let me have this one beer that'll completely eradicate all the good things
I just did.
I'm just saying that because I do that all the time. I have a bike, a stationary bike that.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, all right, well, I just rode enough to have one beer.
There you go.
And you spend a half an hour killing your legs over one beer. I'm like, if I just don't have these five crackers, I could just not ride for a half an hour.
Or I could do that.
Yeah. It's pretty messed up, man. The world's pretty messed up. Calories are ridiculous. It's not cool. Let's see. Did I have anything interesting that I drank this week? Bearded Brewer H7, the Nick 80. And Dorktown on the untaps. Oh, Nick just checked in his Parabola. He gave it a 5-star review.
You reminded me to check it in. And yes, it was 5.
Ooh.
All 5 caps.
All 5 cap. Cap it up. Parabola is the shit this year, guys. Everyone go out, find it. If you can, if you're cool enough. If you're as cool as Nick, you might be able to find it. I drank Liquid Gravity's Year 2, their anniversary IPA, triple IPA.
Oh, nice.
Now, you're talking about how Parabola is super easy to drink.
I do.
This Liquid Gravity, I'm like, it was my second beer of the night. I'm like, oh, ooh, triple IPA.
Danger.
I was kind of like, kind of like vibing towards like having several beers that night. So I'm like, oh, it's triple IPA. I'll have it. Maybe I'll have some more. So I have the year two and I'm like, I'm not really, I was expecting to be more drunk. I'm not really drunk. I think I'm going to have some more beer. But then like a few minutes there, I'm just like, I don't want any more alcohol anymore. Like not even like, not even like feeling like
need more.
Not, I was, wasn't really even feeling buzz necessarily. I was just like, I don't know. My body was just like, no, we're not having more alcohol, dude.
No.
So I don't know.
That's a no from us.
I felt like I never got a buzz, but then at the same time, my body was like, no, we're done drinking. Misspent Youth from Moonlight Brewing Company. It was a pale ale and it was interesting. I would advise just to buy it, just to check it out. Westernware from Parisian Brewing Company.
Wow.
I don't know. Parisian. I love the can art. That's why I bought it. And the beer is okay. But the can art was really cool. Can art better than the beer. The Sky Kraken, like I had during the tailgate from Fremont Brewing Company. Had a six pack of that all week. It's been good. Toppling Goliath, Radiant Haze. That was pretty good. Very tropical. If you like your Hazy's tropical, that Radiant Haze is good. All Clouds Everything from New Glory Brewing. That was a pretty good hazy. Strata from El Segundo. Very cool label and a pretty good, damn good beer as well. Lifted Mayita from New Glory Brewing. Imperial Double, this is okay. And there, that's the interesting things I had this week.
You're checking off the uniques?
Those are my uniques. That's all I care about are uniques. Keep recording my uniques.
Can't have the same twice, huh?
No. That's boring. I can't have that kind of life. Some cheers, Matt. Do you have some cheers to give out?
I do. Do you want happy or do you want sad first?
Wow.
Ooh, all right, let's go with sad first. I'm ready.
Probably a musician that we cared about from different decades, mm-hmm. I would bear to say.
Screaming
Tree has passed away. But Mark Lanegan passed away suddenly recently.
From the Screaming Trees. Was it suicide?
They didn't say anything.
Yeah, it has all the earmarks. That kind of thing when the family says, like, respect our privacy at this time is just sort of like a telltale, like something like that happened. But what is going on with, like, we have only one person from the Seattle, one lead singer from the Seattle scene left.
Is it just Eddie Vedder?
Yeah, Eddie Vedder is the only person that's made it out of that. What, like, what's going on with that?
Drugs, man.
Like, Vedder's the only, like, man, that's crazy. That's just insane, Seattle.
It's a long gone day.
Yeah. No, there's many bands he was involved in. If arguably it would be that, you know, he was always the feature in a favorite band of yours.
Oh my God. So. That Queens of the Stone Age song, that with him singing and that Grohl doing the drums. Oh my God. It's one of my favorite songs of all. Such a hanging fucking tree. Badass song.
That's the other one. Yep.
Damn, that song is fucking intense, man. There's not many songs that are intense. That song is fucking intense.
Yeah. The tension is high. So, yeah. I liked him in Mad Season. That's one of my favorite projects he did.
Yep.
Mad Season's awesome.
Notable.
But Screaming Trees is where he started.
I nearly lost you now. Man. Any others, Matt?
So yeah, that's the sad news, but the not so sad news is another local musician is making their catalog more accessible to us. And I may have accidentally influenced a Fresno musician in the past or so to do such. Or maybe things have been posted, you know, on your more common, you know, Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that. But our dearest friend, which probably doesn't even listen to this podcast, Luke Freeman, yes, has decided to post.
He's been on Darktown. He's been on the podcast network.
His catalog on Spotify. So SoundCloud. Those are things. It'll probably be on Spotify, but at least for now, it's on SoundCloud. And we now have 5 albums of his on there. So maybe more. We don't know. But I foresee what the next several days of my future will be.
Cancel my plans.
Just listening to some Brother Luke.
Brother Luke and the Comrades. Look for it. Then Eddie, what's way? Cheers.
I hear we got some beers from Pittsburgh Tom. Probably the one I had earlier, the B43 IPA from Michigan.
I believe that was Wazoo.
Oh, is that a Wazoo? How do you get a Michigan beer?
I know. Yeah, this has been confusing for us. A Wazoo's getting these Michigan beers.
How?
Mikey Brown clearly put Tom on the Tom beers.
Yeah, Tom beers are clearly labeled. The other, clearly, like the Wazoo ones, Raul from Florida, we got those beers as well. We haven't started digging into those, but Raul got those, but I didn't get a chance to label those. So the Tom ones, though, got labeled.
Well, cheers to Wazoo and Pittsburgh Tom, then, because I will enjoy your beers very soon.
Take it back.
No.
Yeah, come. Yeah, why don't you go down there and get those?
I have a vicious boxer that will bite you if you try.
Boxer toddler. Like, how many things have been chewed up at this point, Nick? Nick has boxer puppy. So, and I am very aware of
the question and how many things have not been chewed up. That's an easier answer.
Do you have everything up above boxer level that you don't want chewed up? Like, how many things are sitting above boxer level?
Well, see, here's the deal with that. She is now big enough to get up on things. Uh-oh. So that was not a concern before this week, to where now she can reach things above her head. So now is when we have to worry. We have not had to worry until now.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
This is the beginning of the worry. It's just like
when you have a kid and they're a baby and they're crawling. That's one thing. Uh-huh. But when they can stand up and start walking around, a whole nother level.
It's a whole nother level. So we are just now entering the phase of I can now chew things at my level and chew things above my level, which does not leave much.
Every loose item is apparently something like, let me see if I can chew.
Yeah. What's that? Can I eat it?
It's a constant boxer game of, can I chew it?
Can I chew
it? It's like an SNL skit. Can I chew it?
Can I chew it? Yes, they do appreciate things at their level. That's the first.
Let me see.
Go to.
Nope. Yep. I can chew it.
How much work do I have to put into chewing on this? Not much. I'll do it.
I will do it. Even though it makes complete sense. No sense at all. But I will
no sense it. At all. Why did you chew it? It was in front of me.
Because I could get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. The chewing has begun.
All right. And cheers to all boxer owners.
Yeah, definitely. Or
anybody that owns a puppy.
Especially multiple boxer owners.
Yep. That came back for more. They're like, you know what? I'm going to get another boxer.
Let's get another. One's good. Two's better.
You know what?
Right?
Yeah. They'll keep each other occupied.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. There is some truth to that.
Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect poor that donate money to us every month so we can pay our bills. Thank you to the golden gods. And we do give the golden guy, if you want to call it giving, the golden guys do get to listen to the tailgate, what we're doing before the show. So that's something if you're like super into the show, you want to hear what we do off the record, that's something you could get into. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to be a golden god, thanks to all the gold gods and everyone on the logger line on our Discord channel. Everyone on the Friday night Zoom, you can get on, you can hang out. If you like to get on the Zooms on Friday nights, listeners of the show, just hang out and drink beer and talk beer. And just, you can get in on that. If you look at the logger line, our Discord channel, there's usually the password there. And if you can't find it there, you can just post something on that Discord and like, hey, Give me the things, or you can email or message one of us or something on Friday nights and say like, I'm trying to get into that Friday night Zoom. Let us know. Also the Porum on Facebook. That's a private Facebook group that the Golden Gods get to go on. So
yeah, cheers to nobody will ever get in there.
Oh yeah. And also cheers to Hops_Hound, Drinking in the NW, the Fontana Gym, Chew Your Beer. Fremont Brewing put us in their stories, which they're like, they're like a huge, you know, Fremont Brewing, Seattle's Fremont Brewing. Huge, like 55,000 people follow them and all that stuff. Put Mikey Top Pour in there. I don't know if it was Perfect Pour or Mikey Top Pour I used, but I had a Fremont Brewing beer, and then they put it in their stories, and you're like, holy fuck, man, Fremont Brewing, 55,000 people in their stories, that's going to be big. Zero, like, no change at all.
Nobody
subscribed or anything like that. It was just zero change, but I appreciate them doing that because not all breweries give a shit about that. They're not very good at their social media. So cheers to Fremont Brewing for doing a good job with their social media. Also cheers to I'm a pirate _the_wrench and everybody that shares the show, talks about the show with their little beer friends. We appreciate all that. So I'm just going to finish off the Sparta IPA.
Yeah.
From the other North Park. And you guys good?
Yeah.
All right. For the Nick 80 and Bearded Brewer 87, I'd like to thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour.
Mm-hmm.
Please, as your week goes by, please be safe.
Maybe.
Have fun.
Yes.
Before you do that, what do you do, Matt?
Something we're supposed to check.
You gotta check. You gotta check something. What?
Your dates. Your dates.
Ooh, your dates.
And your figs. And your plums.
Your figs.
Agriculture humor.